Earth and Sky.
You might picture the Arctic as endlessly white, but Skip Walker, a geobotanist at the University of Alaska, told us that satellite data shows the Arctic is greening.
There's a lot of things that can happen with greening. You can increase the length of the growing seasons. So we've started earlier, we ended later in the fall. Such things as more shrub cover, greater density of vegetation, less space between the plants on the ground.
Walker said this greening is happening because both Arctic air and land have been warming. The warming of Arctic seas means less cold air over the Arctic.
You can think of the cold air mass that lies over the Arctic Ocean as a big pool of cold air that spills over onto the land. And the ice content of the ocean, of course, affects the size and the strength of that cold air effect.
Walker's team has been studying some of the most remote areas of the Arctic, including islands near Greenland, Russia, and Canada, places he said that few people will ever see.
A lot of the areas that are the most remote and people know the least about are probably the most susceptible to the changes that are going on. We can easily detect changes in biodiversity because there's very few species there at present.
I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.